Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Oh, would that I could get a pen that would write, ladies and gentlemen. Will somebody out there please send me some beautiful, gorgeous ballpoint pens? Send me a couple hundred anyway. They always fail when I'm trying to write. They always fail. These are the cheap pens, you know, the cheap ones that we get, unfortunately. I'm scribbling. That's all right. I can always draw blood and maybe I can, you know, pen it in blood. How's that? Oh, I don't want to be too graphic. Might offend somebody. Anyway, all right, we have callers waiting. Let me go back to the phone now. The number 800-313-9443. And Ken in Texas is next. Hello, Ken.
Howdy.
Yes, sir. Howdy.
Big old howdy from Texas.
Well, howdy doody, how do you do?
Hey, can I do a little smattering tonight?
A smattering? What does that mean?
A smattering of what I do.
All right.
I'm retired, okay?
Yes.
We got cable access down here. People got cable access in their cities. I make cable access shows, and I show conspiracy books.
Wow.
I got all of them. I stack them on a table, and I show them, and I play them end over end. I play Alex Jones videos. I play any video that tells the truth down here in Fort Worth.
Yeah?
Let me tell you what I just did. I wrote to some of the big foundations. I said, hey, I'm thinking about starting this Institute for Advanced Conspiracy Studies of Fort Worth. I sent it to Pelosi, to Clinton. I sent it to the Carnegie Fund, Ford Foundation. You follow? I got answer from one from the Rockefellers.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I get an answer? I said, hey, I want $50,000. I'll be the president and senior fellow.
Oh, surely you jest.
Well, why can't I get an answer from these people?
You really want to know? You know the answer to that question.
Well, at least I've tried. If you don't try, another thing, Mark Cuban down there trying to roll him over like a hot dog because he's showing loose change.
Yeah.
Okay? I wrote Mark Cuban a postcard, and I gave him a whole bunch of hunts to hunt on the Internet. This guy has got guts, but he ain't got no information in his head.
Uh-huh.
So I sent him a postcard and give him, you know, RBN Live and different things and to smarten him up.
Yeah.
And, things like this. Another thing, I watched Joe McCarthy live in 1954.
Uh-huh.
Chased the communists around. You know, this is the way I look at it. The paper, the communist controlled, the big boys controlled papers and radio. The TV come along and Joe McCarthy comes on live. I saw him live on WBKB in Chicago, Illinois. They couldn't control the man.
Absolutely.
And, right. And then the Birch Society comes along in 58, something like that. Anyway, they couldn't control them, and so they badmouthed them continuously. But I read their material. I listened to Sherman Skolnick. He smarted me up back in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now the poor man's dead, but I'm going to play his videos on TV, and I'm not going to let him die.
No.
I'm going to play on cable access. I'm going to play William Cooper. I'm not going to let that man die.
What kind of response are you getting with your local cable access programs?
I get very few calls, but some people see me, and I show Freemason books. Sometimes I get dirty looks.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people watch it.
Good.
I've got some regulars, and I play old stuff, new stuff, my stuff, their stuff.
Well, and, God bless your efforts, because I do the same thing.
What do you do?
Well, we do a local cable access TV show myself.
What city?
Well, I reach the whole state of Rhode Island.
Hey.
There's 3 miles. Three miles.
It's all true what they say about Rhode Island. You can't even get the legal speed limit in that state.
No, I know it. It's something you pass over quickly, and that would be it.
Yeah.
And you would sneeze when you go by, and they call it due. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ken.
My pleasure talking to you, Rick.
Ken, do what you're doing.
Bless
you're doing
you.
Fine. Thank you. All right. We'll be back with more calls just ahead, and we do have time to talk about a number of things. Join us, please. Rick Adams, we shall return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We are back now. We are much, much better off right now because I'm back. How's that? For humility. I'm only kidding. And we are going to go right back to the telephones because we do have a lot of commentary and a lot of discussion from different people. And one of them is someone we've never heard from before. He's never called this show. His name is Henry in Connecticut. First time caller. Hello, Henry.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm only kidding.
No. That's okay. I think you're funny. You got a sense of humor.
Well, thank you. You have to. If you don't have a sense of humor,
you
will not have any sense at all.
Yeah. Is that true what you're saying about Rhode Island being only 3 miles? I thought it's wider than that.
Oh, come on. You know I'm only kidding, Henry.
Oh, it might be close to it. I'm not sure. But, okay. No.
It's more like 13 miles.
You're right what you said about Sharpton. Okay. You're right what you said about Sharpton. There's a book on Jesse Jackson about how he manipulated all that stuff in the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. especially with all the race hustling and how his
yes.
Rainbow Coalition extorted money.
Mm-hmm.
He was harassing Bob Grant, too, a couple times. Not about
harassing
immigration,
anyone he could get away with it.
Yeah. But I want to talk about the Imus thing. I didn't know what Imus said until, and again, I'm not in New York, so I happened to go across to CVS and I happened to see the post and it actually quoted what he said.
Mm-hmm.
What he said, kinky-haired hoes or nappy-haired hoes. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought, I didn't even know the correct spelling of that word because I always thought with the so-called rap music, which is not really music at all because I write music. I compose hit songs and stuff. I just still haven't published.
Mm.
And I thought it was H-O-S-E, like hoes. and then I thought it was H-O-W-E, and it, well, anyway, the fact that he got that kind of tension for what he said is complete hypocrisy, even though, because I want to tell you something, I came from out of area of Queens, and I don't want to sound like you know, derogatory, but I would stand on the corner, even waiting for a bus, or even just going to get a, you know, something in a store that was open at night, and there'd be a bunch of black guys. And I'm not saying necessarily the ones like maybe your age, but the, particularly the ones around my age and even younger, down like in the early 20s and teens, they will use that use taste stuff far worse than that. And even on a FM hip hop station in New York, use words far worse than anything I'm said. I'm sure you're familiar with this word. If I spell it, I'm not going to say it. N-E-G-A-R, okay? So you would hear, and I would, I'm telling you, I'm not making this up, I would stand somewhere, and I would hear them talking, just having a conversation, and they would use that word 5, 6, 10, 8 times in one paragraph in a conversation. I mean, you, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. It's not a joke. And I'm going to tell you this. In the so-called rap music, if you want to call it music, they use that N-E-G-A-R word and the B word more so, I would hear, because some of them would play the music and hear it far more than they do even the F word or the S word. Now, that's true. Now, another example, I would be in a, down there was in a laundromat, real nice laundromat, okay? It was in Jamaica, Queens. It had electronic, all right. They had TVs, like the big TV screens. The only station they had, I guess, I don't know who the owner was, it was BET, which is like a cable network, which I think puts mostly rap and other more...
Black entertainment.
Right, right, okay. Now, they would have comedians on there. And you don't hear, it's not, sometimes when you hear the rap and the cursing, you know, sometimes it's funny and you laugh a little bit, but this is the point. Even then, when he was, there was this comedian, it was a young comedian, he would use that... that N-word far more than any kind of cursing and anything else. Now, this stuff with Imus and what he said, what could be more offensive than hearing, even on the Hot 97 or whatever down in New York, that FM station, hearing the word B and that, that N-word? I mean, what could, even if you're talking about Sharpton and calling them bigots and racism, what could be worse than that? I mean, if you kind of see what I'm saying. And yet I don't hear the commotion and the kind of controversy. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying everybody, because it does vary, but particularly ones in my age group and younger. And it's not just teenagers, because I get tired of hearing that, too. Just teenagers, not just teenagers. And if I have my way, I've lowered the age to 17 or 16, because I think that's a joke. But I'm telling you, they use that word like I would, and I would actually hear it and stand there and just wait and just count how many times. They say that word like freaking 10 times in one paragraph. You'll hear 20 times in a in a conversation, and I'm not kidding. Now, what could be more than that? And you hear all the stuff about what Ima said, even the stuff what Bob Grant said about Ron Brown. I think he said he wished him and the others on the plane dead or something like that, or they got what they deserved, something like that. That's nothing compared to that
well,
stuff.
Well, you know, they went after Gordon Liddy, you remember.
Yeah.
When Gordon Liddy was doing his talk radio show during the Clinton years, and, you know, they wanted to drive him off the air because the perception was he was encouraging assassinations and violence and so forth. The thing is, how far do you go? Well, we know who's got their nose under the tent. We know whose noses are. The ADL types would love to be able to control speech, to the point where they will redesignate anything that is not politically correct as hate speech punishable by fines and imprisonment. This is what they want, that hate speech bill.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's all about bringing together people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, those people that have served as the little footstools for the ADL types. Go out there and make a scene, make an issue of it, condition the American people to think in terms of watch your language, watch your thoughts, watch your speech, because there may be somebody looking over your shoulder, even on the street corner, if you say something that's verboten. You see, this is the police state mentality that's forming over language and thought. And it's more dangerous, I think, than out-and-out strict censorship.
Yeah, not only that, I think some of the stuff that they did with Bob Grant and Imus does violate the Constitution. I do know this. I heard Bob Grant say, because he's in the business, and he told me, they do have some law that because of so-called mental influence, like with Goebbels. I mean, so what? That they don't want to advocate people killing anyone because they believe the masses will encourage them to do it.
Right.
But and even that's sort of iffy with the First Amendment, because some people wonder even about that. And but I know there's a strict law against what you can say about the president, mainly the president and Congress. So that's hypocritical too, but you can say it about anybody else. But what you getting back to what you said with the ADL, I remember listening to the New York AM radio in the early 90s, Sweeler and all of them. There was a lot of callers, both the African-American as well as white, that all called up ABC 77 and a couple others, told them that what you could say about this group and that group, but if you say something about Israel or Jews and they hang up on you, which they did, or you're being shunned, or, you know, you don't dare say something about something with Israel or Jews, but anything else is okay. But this stuff with Imus and whatever he did, you know, here and there, I heard him say something with Howard Stern once. There was some commotion with him and what he did, but he makes fun of himself and everything else, so he's really just satire, you know, although sometimes
well,
it goes too.
Well, that's it. That's his his shtick. That's his mantra.
But what could be worse? You know, I thought when I heard this thing about Imus, I thought he said something like what the people in the rap say. You know, I thought he said like a, you know, F and NB or so, you know, I thought it was something like that. And I'm not saying excuse one way or the other. He didn't say anything about those girls. But
I have to be honest with you. I have not really spent time listening to people like Imus. So
I don't hear him. I
get bits and pieces here and there. And in fact, I don't really listen to any talk shows for the most part. I really don't have time. But I will say that I know enough about Imus to know that's his shtick. That's what makes him. And basically, he's done. At this point in time, he's done. Once the lobbies start, you know, imposing their boycotts on sponsors, that's it. Now he's relegated to the garbage heap where he'll have no credibility at all because he can't really speak as he feels anymore.
Yeah, but see, that's a violation of the Constitution. There should be some laws against that. But there was some stuff that said far worse on Hot 97.
We know that.
One guy advocated some kind of rape of a...
Henry, we know. We know. I know what you're
saying. So it's hypocrisy. All right, I'll let you go.
All right, thank
you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, yes. All right, Henry. He can really talk up a storm, my goodness. But it's true. And there is no fairness. There's no, you know, rules for everyone in this game. There are certain rules for certain people and certain non-rules for other certain people who can get away with whatever they want. We know that. We know that. But that's the way it goes. David in Mass is next. Hello, David.
Rick,
hi, David. Yes.
A while back, there was a gentleman called from Texas. And I forgot his city, but he's from Texas, and he talked about Senator McCarthy.
Right.
Okay, now, I read a book on McCarthy. One of the best books ever put out on the man's life. It was for $1. I got it in a sale at some a store. It was a $1 book, paperback. I've got it somewhere on the shelf. I can't get to it right now. But here's the thing. The biggest there's a lot of people that are misinformed on the political demise of Joseph McCarthy. This book explains it, and I agree with this book, the author. McCarthy's downfall had little or nothing to do with the Army McCarthy hearings when he calls Wicker unfit to wear the uniform and these people who usually represent what we call the everyday press.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to believe and me to believe that that was the reason he went downhill. The whole country saw him attacking Wicker and these Army McCarthy hearings about communism, and that's why he went downhill. Absolutely untrue. After the Army McCarthy hearings, McCarthy's credibility with his supporters remained about the same. Virtually every person who disliked McCarthy continued to dislike him. Virtually every person who liked him continued to like him. The real reason for McCarthy's demise, as this book goes, and I agree with it 100%, was around March 17th, 1954, the Washington Post Corporation, I think Fred Meyer was the individual, if I remember the name right off the top of my mind. Fred Meyer and the Washington Post, they bought out the Washington Times-Herald from Colonel McCormick.
Yeah, I've heard this story before. Can you hang on for the break?
Yes.
Or we'll pick right up when we come back. It's interesting. We'll pursue it. David in Massachusetts, and our number is 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Cord Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit corddocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, we are back, and right now we're talking with Dave in Massachusetts. And Dave, you were mentioning the change of regimes at the Washington Post as being a critical point in the assassination of Joe McCarthy, the character assassination that took place. I think that's what you're getting at, right?
Well, it was on March 17th, 1954, that Fred Meyer, I believe, of the Washington Post Corporation, they bought out the Washington Times Herald.
Mm-hmm.
From Colonel McCormick.
Mm-hmm.
McCormick,
yes,
had been friendly toward McCarthy, and
right,
the Times Herald newspaper had given McCarthy a lot of front page coverage.
Yes, yes.
As soon as the Times Herald was bought out in March of 54,
mm-hmm,
by the Washington Post Corporation, led by, I think, Fred Meyer, mm-hmm, McCarthy went from page one to page zero immediately. Page zero. I don't think they covered him at all after that.
Well, they did, but they covered him with smears and lies. But see, the New York Times had been taken over by the beginning of the previous century, and that's why men like Walter Duranty could be hired and told to go to Russia and lie about everything he saw. To lie about Stalin, to lie about the Soviet Union. So, really, the New York Times was instrumental in smearing McCarthy and smearing him and trying to... The whole idea was he was asking questions that were not being answered.
And when he persisted and said, I'm not going to take nonsense for an answer. I want the truth. I want to know why this. I want to know why that. Who is promoting or allowing the promotion of people like Irving Peres, a communist in the army, as dentist, to get a promotion when he should have been ferreted out and exposed? Who is responsible for this cover-up? Who is responsible for losing China? Well, he was asking all the right questions, but the fact is they weren't giving any answers. They were stonewalling. And when they did that, that's when he started getting a little rough. But getting rough with these communist apologists and people that were protecting those who were killing our people in Europe after World War II as a result of our involvement and destroying human beings, murdering them, rounding them up, assassinating them, I don't believe you can get too rough when it comes to interrogating generals that were protecting communists in this government. Do you?
Well, I agree with you. I think the way he treated Zwicker was even too nice.
Oh, absolutely. He treated him with kid gloves. I would have said things that went beyond the pale.
I agree with you.
Yep.
But concerning this thing about the Times Herald, when it was owed by McCormick, as I say, it gave McCarthy a lot of favorable coverage. Now, McCarthy, when he got virtually no coverage from the Post when it bought out the Herald, I think within 1 year the Herald was shut down, and they hired only a skeleton crew from the Herald into the Post. The rest of the people lost their jobs. They were laid off. What actually happened to the printing press machinery, the building, I don't know. But McCarthy still continued, according to this book, he still continued to get coverage in Wisconsin. But his national coverage went down to very, very little.
Well, at that point, they had effectively neutralized his questioning, his interrogations, and basically accomplished their deed. But then that wasn't the end. I mean, he had to be censured for daring to tell the truth, and the Congress of the United States was more interested in covering up for General Eisenhower, in covering up for General Zwicker, in covering up for people like that who are actually covering up for communists in this government, Soviet agents who are running World War II, Roosevelt administration, the Truman betrayal of China, and the Eisenhower administration. And that's why Dwight David Eisenhower signed executive order stating that the State Department would never again be investigated for communists. Eisenhower was deliberately making it impossible for them to clean out the State Department of communist infiltration.
Well,
what does that tell you about Eisenhower?
That shows you that Eisenhower didn't want investigation in government.
Well,
offices.
Of course not. He was part of the cabal.
Now, here's another thing about that period.
Yeah.
In 1954, I think that was the year, one of the better senators, one of the best ever on foreign policy. I don't know about domestic issues. The foreign policy, the senator from
Taft.
Taft was good, but the Bricker,
The
junior senator from Ohio at the time.
Yes.
Now, Bricker sponsored what we call the Bricker Amendment.
The Bricker Amendment, yes.
And that would have, if it had ever been passed, it would have tied the president's hand in foreign policy. No executive agreements, no treaties would have any effect with any foreign government unless the Senate passed it. You couldn't have these secret executive agreements anymore.
I remember that.
Now, it was beaten by one vote in the U.S. Senate, one vote short of the two-thirds majority needed to enact the amendment and, I guess, send it to the House.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from what I understand, the final senator, he's given more credit than he deserves, of course, by the everyday press. The one who, the last vote against it was Senator Walter George of Georgia. And they said, oh, Senator George of Georgia beat the amendment. All the other votes beat it, too. His vote wasn't any more important than anyone else's. It's just that he got more credit than he deserved because the everyday press couldn't heap enough for various reasons because he was an internationalist to begin with. They couldn't heap enough praise upon Walter George. But when he was the final vote to vote against the amendment, his vote wasn't any more important than the others.
I understand, yeah. You bring up some good points. Thank you very much for calling, Dave. Talk to you again on the program very soon. We'll be back with a final half hour and more, much more, on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-313-9443. Wednesday night edition of the program. Tomorrow night we have a genealogist coming on the program, Ian O'Hare. And also Friday night we have tentatively scheduled Deanna to come on, Deanna Spingola, who is one of the prolific writers on alternative forums on the Internet. And we will be talking with her as well. Rick Adams now. Let's talk to Joe Church. Hello, Joe Church.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Okay.
You're touching on some items tonight.
Oh, I am, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Some very crucial items, too.
Yeah.
You know, the controversy of the ethnic peoples, otherwise known in the scriptures as the Gentiles. Do you realize that the time of the Gentiles, which is spoken of in Romans 11, is actually the same time of Jacob's trouble,
mm-hmm.
associated with the prophecies of Zechariah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And you realize that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, only through Jesus Christ will all ethnic nations of the world be joined together.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be on the first day of the millennium. So they won't have flesh bodies to deal with anymore when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the races will always remain separate. The Father created them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a reason for it. And, you know, even through his natural law, he'll allow the races to remain separate. Through nature, we see reactions and convulsions that cause the boundaries of the races to remain separate, which is, in a way is a good thing, because if the Father wanted one race, he would have created one race.
Well, one race is the same as no race.
That's true. And ultimately, that
and that's
is
what
Satan.
Communism is.
There you go.
That's what communism is.
That's it. That's Satan's plan, and that's how you can see Satan coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll be bringing forth that truth.
Exactly.
See, they're trying to be very subtle about this. And, of course, the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field. So you have to realize that there's many subtleties that are going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And that many of it is all orchestrated and planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be very careful, because Satan shall come to this earth in person. That is to say, in a recognizable form of a man. And those mm-hmm. that have eyes to see shall recognize him as Satan. Now, Satan in the Hebrew means the accuser, or Satan,
mm-hmm.
the false Christ.
Sure.
And he will be doing great wonders, even seeming miracles in the sight of men, saying, I'll take care of this problem. So watch your saviors to come up on all these issues. Sometimes the Kenites are creating issues so that Satan, when he arrives, he'll be a savior, or performing a miracle where he solves this problem, supposedly. But see, he's going to try to duplicate the scriptures of Revelation 21,
mm-hmm.
where all the nations will be joined together. But it does stipulate in that area that their leaders would bring them from the four corners of the earth unto Jerusalem.
Yeah. Yes.
So you still have to remember, even in the millennium, they will have their own leaders, all the ethnic peoples of the world, to come and worship Jesus in Jerusalem. We'll still have that distinction, even though you're not in flesh bodies at that time. I find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those that have eyes to see, I think it's important to always recognize that what you see, there's a reason for it, especially in these end times.
Mm. Yes. Well, deception is all around us, as you know.
Yes.
And the whole goal is to make economics unlivable for the United States, make people beggars in the streets, and that means the middle class. And once they've been pauperized, then they're prey. They're fair game for the same people who come along and say, let us offer you another solution. And that's what they're doing now. And when they've destroyed their dollar, their phony Federal Reserve note, they can come up with the Amero or the Amalaco or the Shalalco or whatever it is they want to call it. And then they'll take that down, too, when the time comes. But they will unite under a system of one-worldism, globalism. So that's what they're doing. They're breaking the systems, they're breaking the backs of the people worldwide, and this has been the way since the turn of the previous century, Joe, so that they can unite under Satan's control. It's satanic.
If you see the overall flow of the plan, you can see that very clearly.
Very easy to understand, really. It isn't very difficult.
Not a hard thing to understand.
No.
A couple of verses in Romans chapter 11 sum it up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 11:25-26. For I would not, brethren, that ye would be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened unto Israel, true Israel. Where is Israel today? And unto the fullness, where are the 12 tribes, the 10 tribes of Israel and the 2 tribes of Judah? Where are they today?
Mm-hmm. They're scattered throughout the world, actually.
And they haven't been joined back together and went into one stick yet.
No.
They will do that under Jesus, the first day of the millennium. And so all Israel, and don't think that they're not going to try to bring in the millennium while you're still in a flesh body. They're going to try to do it. They're going to try to duplicate the scriptures. Satan's a copycat. And so all Israel shall be saved. These are all Israel. Those are Israelites, Jacobites, plus the Gentiles that joined on with them under the banner of Jesus Christ. Now there's your joining. Only through Jesus Christ will they be truly joined. Anybody that comes without that banner over their head is not really joined. They have false pretense. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is going to be dividing the wheat from the chaff. This is the Father's way of doing it. So in the millennium, all Israel, true Israel, shall be saved. This is a promise. So this should be a comfort to many out there, many true Christians, believers in Jesus Christ. You have a guarantee in the millennium. Now you got to make sure it's the true Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the problem's coming in the end times. There's two Jesuses. You better have the right one. That's why you better study for yourself. Don't let any preacher or minister tell you what the truth is. You read those four Gospels. You read that New Testament. You read that Old Testament, because 90% of the New Testament is the Old Testament. And you make a decision for yourself and let no man, I don't care how good he looking he is, what kind of robe he's got on, how good he looks, and the swelling words that he's got, you read it for yourself, and you make the ultimate decision. Because on that final day, when your soul is going to be judged, you're not going to have your lawyer, your doctor, your minister. None of them are going to be there. It's just going to be you and the Heavenly Father.
Yes, that's right, Joe. You sum it up well.
That's all it's going to be. That's all it's going to be.
Read it.
You read it for yourself.
For yourselves. That's it. That's it, Joe. It's all there if people want the truth. That's the key, though.
All the answers are there, Rick.
But for those, remember, only for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Only for them.
And don't be deceived by the Satan in the end times.
That's right.
Because he's a good-looking dude. He's going to be the Savior of the world, bringing forth great wonders.
Hey, remember, he comes looking like an angel. You know, he appears as the Savior, and people are deceived by his appearance. Doesn't come with horns and pitchforks, does he?
No.
He's right. He comes looking nice. He smiles and say, "Hey, I'm for NAFTA, and I'm for amnesty reform, and I'm for victory in Iraq, and I'm for this, and I'm for that." But meanwhile, he's destroying the faith upon which your people built a nation. What he's really after is Christ and his seed. He's destroying, he's deceiving, and he's denuding.
Well, see, he's going to be the counterfeit seed.
He is appearing as an angel of light, but be not deceived. He is dark. He is of darkness.
Interesting that you'd have a person doing the genealogies tomorrow night.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Fascinating.
Yes.
Tune in tomorrow. Thank you, Joe. Good night now.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll talk
Thank
to you then.
You.
All right. Let's talk to, let's see now. I think we have Steve in Chicago. Hello, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Slightly more secular.
That's all right. That's okay. We you know, we bob and weave in and out of traffic here.
Okay. That was very ethereal of you. First, an aside, it was John L. Lewis, who was the president of the mine workers, that wanted to go out on strike, and then Truman wanted to charge him with treason. There was a little ambiguity mm-hmm. as to whether it was steel workers, but it was actually the mine workers. But what I was my main point, you know, I want to say I want to defend that Don Imus. I think he idealized these junkyard dogs. I think they're a lot baser and more degenerate than he made them out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you have these utopianists who want to wash Negroes white. And, you know, they play down the black against white crime. You would think it's like an expressionist art form, you know, where the Caucasian skull is like a plastic three-dimensional medium and remodeled into a two-dimensional pancake. Now, that just shows their inhumanity towards fellow man. Every time these minorities, they pull something, they're always blameless. And they have what they would call in Germany a Persilschein, a certificate of blamelessness,
mm-hmm.
whether it's committing crimes, indebtedness, illegitimacy, illegal immigration, it's always they're innocent. And they're never culpable. And the thing is if these people are that incapacitated and they can't do things right, why don't we appoint public guardians for all these people?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not, you say they're not in a sound mind. Obviously, they're the age of majority. How do they keep getting by with this for the last 45 years? That's what I'd like to know.
Again, the word is media. He who controls the media controls the mind.
You're saying he's the medium is controlling the morals, then?
Well, we are, a whole nation is dependent upon mass media. And what has happened in the last 50 years with the explosion of television as the medium, and now, of course, beyond that, cable, the Internet, all of that, is that we have a handful of people that control most of the media, and they all speak the same language. And they all promote the same anti-Christian agenda that is permeating our society. It is a destruction of values, destruction of Christianity, destruction of morals, so that we have become a relativistic, egalitarian nation, except that some are more equal than others, Steve. Get the picture?
Yeah, well, what you're talking about is not civil rights. You're talking about civil privileges. That means rights that other people don't have, you know,
mm-hmm.
above everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really egalitarian. You're talking preferential treatment.
Well, that's what I said, egalitarianism for the goyim, but some are more equal than others. You get the picture?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is, because civil rights has no place in America. We are a nation supposedly of individual rights, not granted group-granted group rights. We are individuals, allegedly. So civil rights are not civil nor right. You follow me?
Yeah. Well,
good.
I said that's nothing more than political crimes.
Exactly.
Those violations there, you're not acting politically correct.
That's it. There you go. All right, Steve, thank you for your contribution to the program. I think we have in Texas now we have, is it Terry? Terry next. Hello, Terry. Terry, you're next. Good, good.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Welcome. Welcome aboard, Terry. Haven't heard from you in a while. Yes.
It doesn't matter how soon I call. I seem to end up hitting batting cleanup. Hopefully, I had a couple things that dovetailed into Joe's conversation and yours, but I will keep it short. But basically, I've been down many rabbit holes, and the one I've been down here recently quite a bit is, of course, the Federal Reserve. And, you know, I'm trying to kind of tracking broad themes. And obviously, the you know, like what Joe was saying, certainly the devil is at work. And when you look at this Federal Reserve, you really examine it, and it is just absolutely brilliant. I mean, as far as the way that they set this up. And it has kind of, it's twofold. It's brilliant in its, you know, in its concept, and it's also simplistic in its execution. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely simplistic how they switch the, they delink the, our money, our paper money from gold, and then the Bretton Woods Agreement eventually, because it was honor, they were trying to have honor among thieves, and that all dissolved in 71.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening is prior to that, as you know, if you were exchanging your money, supposedly you were supposed to get gold back, and what would happen was that kept a lid, that kept a restriction on them printing money because it was actually costing them something of wealth, true riches. If you gave them a piece of paper, that kept a, you know, a lid on them being able to go crazy with the printing. But after 71, when basically when you were giving them money and they were giving you back, all bets were off. And if you track this thing, it's really interesting. If you track this thing, if you graph it, if you graph the middle class, you graph the wealth, the wealthy, they're both kind of parallel lines trending upwards to about 72, and they're both getting wealthier, but the gap is pretty much the same.
Right.
And then after 72,
yes,
the middle class, they drop down, and the rich, have you seen here recently, proportionally, they've gotten incredibly wealthy. And that also parallels, if you think about it, that graph, you look at that line, that's the exact parallel of the amount of money that's been brought into circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely incredible. And then, of course, when you go back and link all the stuff, of course you can have true power when money costs you nothing.
Uh-huh. You get the picture, don't you, huh? All right, we got a break. If you want to hang on, you may, but not much time when we come back. We'll have another call or two. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We shall return with more of Radio Avenger.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Okay, we'll get back to our caller on the line, but just want to pass this information along to you. The U.S. Border Watch will be conducting border operations beginning Saturday, May 5th, in Fabens, Texas, near El Paso. There will be a caravan leaving the Houston area on the morning of the 5th. And that's a word to the wise from Curtis at usborderwatch.com. You may write him if you wish. Curtis Collier, he's been on the program a long time ago with the Texas, it's the Fire Coalition of the U.S. Border Watch, okay? So if you want, you can find out more information, 1-800-759-0948. That's 800-759-0948 for that border operation beginning May 5th. Now, back to our caller. Yes, as you were going to say, please continue very briefly. Hello? Are you there? I guess we lost our caller. All right, we'll move along to the next caller. We have Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe in Texas.
Are you there?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah.
I hear you, Joe. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Speak. Speak, Joe.
How are you, Mr. Rick Paul Revere Adams?
I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
I'm surviving.
What I'm calling is the double standards and what. You know, it's amazing that Americans of African-American descent, Hispanic descent, can say all of these things, man, Rick, and yet if an Italian-American, an Irish-American, or anybody else says anything that is derogatory, is all of a sudden, man, they want to put a rope out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, especially, you know, you like Joe, I've heard Joe before call in, your other Joe,
mm-hmm.
that mentioned spirituality, out
yes.
the Word of God. And right. I want to hear your opinions, Rick, and I want to hear you talk about these double standards and what, you know, what do we need to do?
All right.
Because there's something wrong here.
Well, as I have more time, open time, I'll do that. All right, Joe?
Okay.
I can't do it now because we're out of time almost, but
okay.
I will get more into it, and I have, by the way. If you've been listening, you know I
yes,
have been
sir.
Talking about it.
Yes, sir.
We will, but as time permits, Joe. And
okay.
Thank you for your expressions tonight. I appreciate them. We have one more call here, just enough time. And who is it now? From Texas as well. I believe it. Is it Mike? Terry? Okay, Terry hung up. All right. Well, doesn't matter because we are literally out of time tonight on the program. And again, we hope to be back tomorrow night, Lord willing, 9 o'clock Central, with our guest, Ian O'Hare, who is a genealogist who will be talking with us about genealogy, particularly some of the powerful elite families who have been molders and shakers and movers in these United States. Join us, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, saying good night, God bless, see you then.